Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 45, The Woman and the Dragon, Revelation chapter 12, verses 10 through 12. Verse 10 reads, Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Again in heaven, all the voices seem loud to human ears. Now have come the salvation and the power and kingdom of our God. We're at the midway point of the tribulation here. The voice says, now has come the power and the kingdom of God to earth. Well, we still have another 3.5 years of tribulation to go through before that actually takes place. But really, in the grand scheme of things, this part of human history is over. And the authority of our Christ, the authority of our Christ Jesus, will have ultimate authority on earth 4,000 years after he returns to this planet after the 7 years are over. The verse goes on, For the accuser of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. That means Satan is no longer in the heavenly realms accusing Christians before God. He has been thrown down to earth for these last 3.5 years of tribulation. And as I've said before, if you think the first 3.5 years were rough, these last 3.5 years are horribly rough. You can't get any rougher than this on earth, because Satan is angry and he is no longer in the heavenlies, he is on earth. Verse 11, they, and who does the pronoun they refer to? They refers to the brothers who Satan has been accusing. So they, meaning the brothers, overcome him, meaning Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The word of God, the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, when spoken in the Spirit, is powerful. The problem these days, much of the word of God is not spoken in the Spirit. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. The point here is the brothers who were being accused by Satan to God, they could care less about their lives on earth. They were martyrs for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, because really, martyrdom, although we don't go looking for it, is the ultimate testimony of the believer. Verse 12, Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. Look at the word heavens, it's plural. What does that mean? Well, it could mean that there is more than one aspect to the heavenly realm than what we know. That wouldn't surprise me. There are a multitude of different types of angels. There might be more than one aspect to the heavenly realms. Or this could mean, really, the universe. Or it could mean a combination of both. But whoever lives in these heavens must now rejoice, because things are now winding up. The kingdom of God will soon come to earth. But woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short. So even the earth and the sea, creation itself, is forewarned, because things are going to get rough. You may remember in Romans 8 that creation itself is groaning for the day when the Lord Jesus Christ will return to earth, because the earth will experience a redemption. But before that day comes, in the last 3.5 years, the sea and the earth will experience a torture, a torment it has never experienced before.